Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. Here at newsounds.org, we've been taking the opportunity, while our performance studio is closed, to look through our archives for some memorable performances from years past. Here's one of them.
He's a hunter, he's a good man. Be brave when he brings you nothing home.
This is Soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer. The term folk music covers a lot of ground, from feel-good campfire songs to chilling tales of death, demons, and lost love. I've been listening to a fair amount of music from the New Zealand folk singer Aldous Harding lately, and I haven't heard any of those feel-good campfire songs yet. Harding's music takes you to a darker place, a place where light and life are definite underdogs, but fighting all the harder for it. Her debut album is self-titled, and Aldous Harding is here to play a few of her songs for us here in the studio. Beginning with Stop Your Tears, it's Aldous Harding live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
her father enters with a leap. Hold her head above the water. She is pale against the stream. I am the horse beneath its daughter. He is the mountain underneath.
That is called Stop Your Tears, a live performance of a song from Aldous Harding from her self-titled debut album, but a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio with the artist known as Invisible Familiars accompanying on the piano. Aldous Harding is the work of the New Zealand singer, songwriter, and guitarist Hannah Harding. Hannah, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, John.
So that is, I sort of introduced you as a folk singer because that seems to be the term everyone uses.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had told me that that was like a long-lost John Dowland song from like the year 1600, you know, a lute song,
yeah.
I would totally buy that.
Thank you.
Are you a fan of his stuff by any chance?
No.
Okay.
Not because I have heard it and don't like it, I just haven't heard it.
Okay. Well, you know, it has that kind of like almost late Renaissance quality. The opening line is a line from a famous old folk song, I Will Never Marry.
Oh, it is true, yeah.
Yeah. So there is this kind of sense of this music being adrift in time somehow. You sound surprised. I can't be the first person who would
say
that
to you. Well, I suppose it's because I don't, especially now that I've made another record, I find it difficult to reflect on a lot of the older songs because I feel like I'm just so far forward. Do you know what I mean? Not that I don't respect them for what they are or love them for what they are. It's just I haven't thought about them for so long, so it's difficult to... And it's always difficult to talk about your own music as well, you know? It's sort of...
So that's an old song for you.
That's probably 2.5 years old, that one.
So your record, the Aldous Harding record, just came out here in the U.S. At the end of September. But I guess, so there's a whole nother record that is
And I am excited that it's come out. I'm trying to be more excited because I've also got this sort of reserved excitement for the new record, which I'm quite proud of, and so
is it a different mood because, you know, the kind of gothic nature of your songwriting is pretty consistent on all the songs that I've
heard.
Yeah,
it's a very heavy record. I apologize for that. But it was just where I was at the time, and the new one's a lot kinder to the ear and to the psyche. Not so, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, you don't want to be pegged as the death folk, you know.
Don't really want to be pegged
folk-y.
As anything,
yeah, right.
To be honest.
Right.
Just.
So there is a video online for one of your songs called Party.
Yes.
One of the most misleadingly named songs ever recorded. I think of someone, you know, hey, let's make a party play. Let's pick all the songs that have party in it. And that one would stick out.
Well, that's what I'm going to call the record.
Party?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Anyway, so this video is of you in your hometown in New Zealand with your mom. So...
Oh, really? Oh, that's right. Oh, gosh. She's great. My mum has an amazing voice, but she's such a performer.
Uh-huh.
She does that, you know, I'm quite moody and a little bit awkward, and she just does not understand that at all. She's just like, why do you do that with your face? I really wish you wouldn't do that with your face. You're so pretty. Why do you... And then she'll get up there and she'll do all these, like, really, I don't even know what it's called. It's like moving her hands or whatever. But she's going to be in one of my music videos.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, I should say this is like a fan video that was posted.
Yeah, which you should never really watch because you're never sure, you know, how it's going to go.
But I just thought it was interesting that your mom is clearly also a singer.
Mm.
So, you know, was this kind of music, like 60s, 70s folk, was that in the house when you were growing up?
Bits and bobs. My mother sort of listened to the radio a lot of the time. And yeah, growing up, she listened to things like Frank Zappa and Tom Waits. And then you've got this whole other
side. Frank Zappa and Tom Waits were on the radio in New Zealand?
No, but the CDs or CDs she did have was like, it was so bizarre. There'd be like Tom Waits, and then on the other side of the spectrum you'd have like Alison Krauss and the Cox family, and then like Sean Colvin.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like I had a very I had a very bad start. In a lot of ways.
That's kind of awesome, you know, that you have such a wide spectrum.
But I didn't know it was
spectrum.
Awesome at the time.
Yeah.
It was frightening.
Your parents' music is never awesome until you grow up and start hearing it, you know.
As yourself.
As yourself, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So the Aldous Harding, why the name Aldous? I mean, when I think of Aldous, I of course think of Brave New World, you know, Aldous Huxley.
It was solely because I liked the name. And I didn't want to use my own because I thought it made me sound like a country singer.
Mm.
And I just liked the name. There's no real reason for it. I'm not a huge Aldous Huxley fan or anything like that. It was just one of those things.
Are you a huge Mervyn Peake fan?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Because they're the two songs on the record, the two related songs, there's Titus Groan and Titus Alone.
Yeah.
Which are the first and third books in
mm-hmm.
Peake's Gormenghast
mm-hmm.
trilogy.
Yeah.
So, and that too, that has a very dark gothic streak running through it.
Well, it's probably why I enjoyed it when I was a bit younger, isn't it? Because I was pretty dark on life for a while there. But I'm, you know, growing up and lightening up.
So it's all rainbow and sunshine?
It's all rainbow and sunshine. I've actually never been happier in my life. It's really great.
Well, and here you are touring around the States for the first time, which must be a great experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to ask you a little bit more about that in a few minutes, but I want to give you a chance to shine some of that sunshine and rainbow on us now with a song called What If Birds Aren't Singing, They're Screaming.
Yeah, here comes the sunshine. May I move the mic
yes,
up?
Yes, you may. Do
All
whatever
right.
you need.
It's not going to hurt everybody's ears, is it?
No, it'll be fine. Whatever you need to do to make the song happen. We are speaking with Hannah Harding, a.k.a. Aldous Harding. The album is also called Aldous Harding, and it is out now here in the States. And Invisible Familiars accompanying on the piano. Let's hear this song called What If Birds Aren't Singing, They're Screaming.
An angel, but it was just a ghost. He been under his cloak. He was making little wooden poles out of my family. What if birds aren't singing, they're screaming? What if birds aren't singing and screaming? darker than the eyes of my visitors. What if birds aren't singing, but they're screaming? What if birds aren't singing, they're screaming? I saw an angel, but it was just a ghost, even under his clothes. He was whittling these little wooden poles out of my family. What if birds aren't singing, they're screaming? What if birds aren't singing and screaming?
How's that for sunshine?
All right. Well, not nearly as dark as the title might have led us to believe. I mean, that has a kind of a Tom Waits sound to it.
Thank you.
With the piano there. Aldous Harding with the song called What If Birds Aren't Singing? They're Screaming. So, Hannah, why do you do that with your face? You're so pretty. Why do you do that when you sing?
Because I'm letting my emotions out. I'm letting my emotions come through, John.
Is that what you tell your mom when she asks?
I just tell my mom to be quiet.
You could do the same.
And put the kettle on.
So let me ask you about being here, doing your first American tour. It's, you know, it's always a big thing, but you are here during a very, very unusual time. What do you make of our brave new world?
Oh, I really don't have a lot to say about that. I don't want to upset myself, and I don't want to further upset everybody else. I'd rather just play music.
Yeah. But you do sense upsetment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is not a well place at the moment.
Yeah. And a very different place from where you were raised, in Lyttelton, New Zealand. Now, is that near Christchurch, the big town in South Island?
Yeah, it's sort of
South Island?
Part of Christchurch, through the hills.
Right.
Through a big tunnel.
So it is, you know, what kind of music scene did you grow up, you know, once you started playing, was there a music scene to play in?
Yeah, definitely. It was a lot of like country and bluegrass music. A lot of people with swan dries and guitars. And then I was kind of just, I guess, I don't want to use the word jamming, but I suppose I've cornered myself here, jamming with people. And then I started writing my own songs, and then I guess, I don't know, it just sort of evolved into whatever you're hearing now. It's a very healthy music scene in Lyttelton.
Yeah, yeah. Although, as you alluded to before, what we're hearing from you now is you a couple of years ago, and now there's a whole new batch of songs. Is that what you're playing as you tour around?
Yeah, well, I'm playing mostly new songs, yeah.
And when does that record come out?
Hopefully in March, I think.
And will it really be called Party?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, okay. Aldous Harding, a name to watch for in March when the second record comes out. But for the moment, we're hearing some songs from the first album, simply called Aldous Harding. And
Sorry, that last one was a new one.
Oh, was that a new one?
Yes.
Okay.
And Horizon's new too.
Yes. Although, again, there are and have been videos of both of those online for a while.
Which is a real shame, but that's okay. Because we want to kind of keep it secret and safe, but it's impossible.
Yeah, it really is. So what do you do? I mean...
Well, you play the songs and hope that people are excited to hear how you've developed it on an album. But if they want to stream a crappy video on YouTube, they're more than welcome.
Well, I have to say, you know, I mean, I absolutely understand what you're saying, but it was a crappy video of you singing Horizon that just like had me rooted to my chair.
Oh, it wasn't that one of me at Whammy Bar, was it? When I've drunk all that Red Bull and my eyes are sort of wild?
I don't recall your eyes. I just recall the kind of PJ Harvey look, you know, of, and the arms swinging, you know.
Well, you're about to see it now, and I'm looking right at you. So I'm going to direct all my emotion at you.
I'm not sure I can stand it, but...
Well, we'll see. I'll take you out for a cup of coffee afterwards.
All right. The song is Horizon, so this will be on Party eventually.
Yes, it will.
This is not a party song either.
Sure it is.
But it's a great song. I mean, there is, well, you'll hear for yourself. Because let's now listen to another live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. From New Zealand, my guest is Aldous Harding here in our New York studio.
Say.
Horizon is the song from Aldous Harding, live here in the Soundcheck studio. And Hannah, I'm out of breath from that. I don't know. How do you sing a song that has that kind of bleak, desolate beauty and, you know, kind of requires you to pour yourself into it night after night?
I guess you just have to remember why you wrote it in the first place. And then just draw from whatever you've been left with in that time.
Was it exhausting to you when you first began performing that song?
Yeah, because I've never written a song like that before, designed to be sung like that. But it's getting easier. But like I was saying before, I mean, I'm kind of about 30 shows or so in, and it is getting tired, but I don't get sick of singing that song, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I always feel slightly like I've meditated afterwards, which I realize makes me sound like a complete fruit loop.
No. Okay. But that's I think that's one of the things that struck me when I first did see whatever that video was of you performing that song. It's like, how long is she going to keep offering me this stark choice of the princess or the horizon? I don't even understand what I'm being off. I just, you know, which is one of the great things. It's
well,
such
you know
an
what
ambiguous...
it means by how it makes you feel.
Yeah, exactly. So that will be on the next record,
mm-hmm.
called Party. In the meantime, we Americans are just getting a chance to hear the first Aldous Harding record, also named Aldous Harding.
I hope you like it.
Full of great stuff. Well, Hannah, it's been a real pleasure having you here with us on Soundcheck today. Thank you so much.
Us too. Cheers.
This is Soundcheck.
Behind this house there lives a boy. I hear him cry at night. He sits alone and waits for sunrise.
Been listening to an episode of the Soundcheck podcast from our archives. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can see and hear much more on our website. Check it out at newsounds.org.
He's running from the underworld.